Okay.
I love reacquainting with former guests, especially when they're delivering such critical services and important information as the two with me on this final segment this morning here in January. I'm For the People. I am so pleased to welcome back Meg Horrigan. And, among other things, she is coordinator for the Connecticut Food System Alliance, and also pleased to have Martha Page, who is a consultant to the Feeding New England Project, among other things. And they, prior to our conversation today, had joined us now almost 2 years ago regarding a project called, I think it's 30% by 2030, or the initiative at least, was to try to achieve 30% food independence here in New England by 2030. I'm speaking to them today because they want to get you involved, no matter where you are within the sounds of our voice. If you're in New England, organizations across New England are going to be invited to get counted in the local food count. This is a regional effort to measure how much food is sourced locally by schools, hospitals, dining services, and other organizations. And we're going to get into the conversation right after we remind budding journalists, who we need so desperately these days, about ways to get their education underwritten. The Journalism Education Foundation of New England is opening the door for our next generation of reporters, editors, photographers, and multimedia storytellers. Applications are being accepted now for the 2026 New England Journalism Scholarship Program, offering scholarships of up to $2,000 to outstanding student journalists across the region. If you'd like to be considered, we'll need a completed application submitted by March 27th. This annual program supports up to 10 high potential students who are committed to pursuing a career in journalism or a related field. If you'd like more information, you could visit NEMPA, the New England Newspaper and Press Association, at NEMPA, NEMPA.com/scholarships. All right. Get some journalists trained up, ladies, and keep our communities fed. That's your job. Welcome back to the program, and thank you for joining us this morning, Meg and Martha. So, Meg, let's start with you. Let's look back to our prior conversation and the time in between. We first met over this kind of 30 by 2030 initiative. How's that been going?
Yes, thank you so much for having us on today. So, when we first spoke, we were unveiling some preliminary research around this project, the New England Feeding New England Project, and the goal there is for, as you said, for New England to produce 30% of the food we consume by 2030, and we're rapidly approaching that deadline. But really the purpose of this group is to improve the information that we have about food in the region so that we can reach that goal. We did our first local food counts, and the numbers came out at the end of 2024, and we're getting ready to do the next version of this count, which is just the goal to capture what percentage and what dollar value of local and regional food and beverage products are bought and purchased in each state in New England. And the purpose is, the reason that we're doing this is that we can't change what we don't know, really. And it's not actually data that's collected by the USDA or any state agency. So regionally collecting this information is going to be really important for improving our regional self-reliance.
So, Martha, as someone who's worked in the world of data, you must be, watching with a careful eye over how the business around data, especially when it involves governmental influence, has been tenuous as of late, but still critically important to get. And now, over the past few months, a lot more people are paying a lot more attention attention to how much the food they're trying to sustain themselves and their families on is costing. So from your perspective, how is the work that you are doing in your support of the Feeding New England Project coming into play and tying into the food count that we're currently promoting on this program?
Thanks for the question. And again, thanks for having us on this morning. There are a number of things that I would like to echo in what Meg was saying. And the most important word that I would like to highlight is the concept of resilience. And really over the last many months, we have kind of like the whole notion of being resilient and being able to make sure that people have the food that they need to eat, that they have kind of like what they need to live day to day, has become just, it was always important, but it has become even more highlighted. And one of the things that we know about what is happening in the region right now is that there is a lot of local food that is produced and is consumed. And when that happens, that not only are kind of like businesses supported and farmers supported, but the notion of supporting ourselves is highlighted and we're able to be highlighted. And we know that there's a lot of this that happens. The point of the local food count is to have a much more clarity around how much of it happens and the reach of it across the region. Each of the six states is conducting these counts individually, but the notion is that we want a regional total, and so we will have a full New England picture by the end of this count.
Mm-hmm. Well, this big blue marble that we're all spinning around on has been here for quite a long time. But when you look at the concept of being self-sustaining in our food production and consumption, you know, it really still has been, you know, around or maybe even a little less than a century when we were all either, you know, a combination of growing our own food, keeping our own chickens for our eggs and meat, patronizing not just one farm market, but you know, perhaps traveling around to 4, 5, 6 different farms or similar locations, getting almost all of our food directly from sources, right?
That's correct, and there's probably still a whole lot of that that still happens, even though we're not aware that it happens. When we did this before, one of the areas that was most difficult to get good data around was understanding what in major grocery stores that serve the region, what percentage of the food that is in those stores and that people buy in their day-to-day grocery shopping, what percentage of it is local. We know that there's a lot of it. I mean, and it isn't all kind of like the notion of local means a farmer's market. If you have recently purchased potatoes or onions, chances are pretty good that they are produced right here in the region. You know, milk, the same thing. Eggs, a lot of them, the same thing. So, but that connection with the localness of those has not been clear, and it has been lost. You know, as you point out, 100 years ago, everybody knew where they were getting their eggs from. Now you don't, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't local, and we're trying to kind of like reestablish that connection.
Okay. Well, data collection for the latest local food count is open through April 30th, but getting it done sooner from the part of the participant is always important. So we're going to put the call out to the necessary organizations that we mentioned earlier, particularly schools, hospitals, dining services, and other organizations to get involved. But before we spend spend the last tail end of our conversation soliciting participation. Let's talk a little bit about the partnerships that are coming together here. I mean, the New England Food System Planners Partnership is one of them. The organizations each of you work for are part of the mix. How does this all come together and successfully produce a useful end result?
Yeah, I do just want to briefly emphasize that this local food count is not just for schools and institutions, but we're especially interested also in grocery stores and restaurants, really anybody who sells food in New England. We want to hear from you about the local food count.
Oh, even the direct providers, like the farmers? Are you interested?
Mostly restaurants and grocery stores.
More institutional, yeah, okay. Yep, commercial stuff, yep.
Yes, and just to emphasize that, because a lot of the times we think of like farm to school and farm to hospital and things like that as separate, but the retail space is because we get so much of our food from grocery stores and from restaurants, we really want that to be counted as well.
Okay.
But yes, the New England Food System Planners Partnership has been, we started meeting as like a community of practice probably over 10 years ago now, and it really just came out of these different organizations who are trying to improve our food systems in each state and just kind of meeting that level of support and being able to speak to one another on these different issues that are not in isolation, right? Like the state border really matters very little when you think about actual systems we all engage with on a regular basis. It's been really positive to work with these other organizations. A lot of states in New England have some form of like a food action plan or strategy that's designed to help plan and implement changes to the food system that increase food security, that increase local food production, and all of these different things. So collaborating as a region has been really, really rewarding and has taught us a lot more about the overall landscape of the region. And especially for a state like Connecticut, where we are a much more dense state in terms of population and maybe a little bit less agricultural production, but I don't want to de-emphasize that at all. Definitely Connecticut grown produce is really important, but thinking about ourselves as a region, we can meet so much more of that 30 by 30 goal than we could if we were just looking at Connecticut. So
you folks want these representatives from these organizations, especially restaurants and grocery stores, to engage in the local food count survey. Is there a website that they could go to begin that process?
Yes,
absolutely. Go ahead.
NE as in New England, nefoodsystemplanners.org. And there's a banner right on the main webpage that will take you right to the survey. And it's a really nice survey that you just enter like your business's information and then select what food categories are relevant to the business that you do. So if you sell meat, if you sell dairy, produce, grains, even alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, and just work through the survey asking what were your total meat and meat product purchases in 2025. All of this data remains completely confidential. There's actually, we're a huge data team of a couple, probably more than a dozen of us total, but actually only one person, the lead data analyst, is going to be reviewing the individual responses, and then all of that is going to get aggregated. So everybody's sales data remains completely private. And because these businesses are all partners in meeting this regional food system vision that we have, we really respect that data privacy and that sales privacy. So it's all going to get aggregated. And it's a really easy survey to fill out. There's no sections that you have to fill out if they're not relevant to you. And we've already gotten a couple dozen responses in the region, which is great to see. So, yes, it's at nefoodsystemplanners.org, and there's a banner right at the top of the website that will take you right to the 2025 local food count.
Very good.
And there's also, on that website, there's also a lot of information about why we're doing this and why it's important and trying to get people excited about participating in it.
Yeah, we hope everybody will go to nefoodsystemplanners.org and learn more about the local food count. And then go to your local grocers or wherever you buy your food in the commercial space, restaurants, markets, and let the managers know that this food count is out there and we need them to participate. nefoodsystemplanners.org is the website to go to get started for any organization across New England that can participate in the current local food count, this regional effort to measure how much food is sourced locally by organizations that they are seeking, including restaurants, markets, schools, hospitals, dining services, etc. We appreciate our guests' input this morning. Meg Horrigan, in part, is coordinator for Connecticut Food Systems Alliance, and Martha Page is a consultant supporting Feeding New England. So we thank you both for joining us this morning for all this great information, and I look forward to hearing about the outcome of this survey. Hopefully we'll chat again maybe by midsummer. How does that sound?
That would be great.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
We look forward to sharing the results.
Very good. I can't wait to talk again. And best of luck with the program. Hopefully it will reach many ears through our conversation this morning.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.